In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Christ is in our midst. So today we find ourselves somewhere in between the Paschal season and the Feast of Pentecost. Yesterday morning was the leave-taking of Pascha. That would have been the last service where we would say Christ is risen as part of the liturgical hymns. And then last night, we celebrated the feast, the Vespers for the Feast of the Ascension. Today, we're celebrating that liturgy. And in about a week and a half, we will celebrate the great Feast of Pentecost, just 10 days from now. So the Ascension is a really important component on this journey from Pascha to Pentecost. As you know, Christ rose from the dead on Pascha. We have 11 appearances after the resurrection that are recounted in the Gospels, and they are the 11 Gospels that are read on Sunday matins throughout the year. After 40 days, he ascended into heaven. In St. Mark's Gospel, he says it this way. He says, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And then 10 days later, a week and a half from now, the Spirit of God descends like fiery tongues on the apostles, delivering to them the gift of the Holy Spirit and providing them the ability through these gifts to preach the gospel to all nations, even unto their own deaths as martyrs. So you have to ask yourself the question, perhaps, why couldn't Pentecost have happened sooner? Couldn't Jesus, as God, simply have willed it to be when he was alive on earth, thus ushering in a great and powerful kingdom of God and crushing all of God's enemies on earth? Well, frankly, that's what many of the apostles and followers of Christ were looking for. And that's why the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension were so strange to them. We hear them say things like, we went to the tomb to anoint his body. Someone has stolen his body. They say, we trusted that he had been the one which would have redeemed Israel. So although the prophets such as Isaiah wrote of the suffering servant who will redeem his people, and although Jesus' own words prophesied that the Christ would suffer these things and enter into his glory, the apostles did not understand. Why didn't they understand? Because they still did not grasp the greatness of God in comparison to his creation. Because they didn't comprehend that what they were hoping for would require them to be in direct contact with God. Because they did not perceive that without Christ as our connection to the Godhead, that a complete relationship with God was not possible. That we would be like moths drawn to a flame. They did not understand that the Spirit of God, the Comforter, could not come to the apostles or to us without the ascension. Christ's ascension into heaven was the necessary link in the chain to make Pentecost possible. But why? Well, frankly, it's because when Christ ascends to heaven, man's nature ascends also. St. John Chrysostom wrote this, "We who were unworthy of earthly dominion have been raised to the kingdom on high, have ascended higher than heaven, have come to occupy the king's throne, and the same nature from which the angels guarded paradise stopped not until it ascended to the throne of the Lord." St. John is saying that we who once were barred from paradise in the garden by the angels now pass without resistance to the throne of God. Or as St. Paul said, God quickened and raised us together with Christ and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The hymnography depicts the scene of the ascension, describing the angelic hosts trembling and asking each other, what is this vision? One who is man in appearance ascends in his body higher than the heavens as God. The feast is the realization also of the 24th Psalm, which we read at Pascha outside, banging on the door. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall enter. That at ascension, the King of glory has come in, and with him our nature is shining on the King's throne. At the ascension, humanity gains access to heaven. But how is it possible for Christ's ascension to bring us created beings to the throne of God? There is only one way. It can only happen if Christ is of one essence with the Father. It can only happen if there was never a time when Christ was not God. It can only happen if at the time he chose to become incarnate, that he assumed human nature without diminishing his divine nature. Those two natures existing in one person without confusion or intermingling. In fact, if you look back at the gospel readings each Sunday after Pascha until today, you will see examples of Christ showing both his humanity and his divinity. In the gospel of the myrrh-bearing women, we see his human body in death, being wrapped in burial cloths and placed in the tomb. But we see the women coming to anoint a dead body, and that the body is risen. In the Gospel of St. Thomas, we see the physical body of Jesus, one that is tangible and that can be touched, one that shows the scars of crucifixion, and at the same time, we see our Lord raised from the dead and able to miraculously enter the room that is locked from the inside. In the Gospel of the Samaritan woman, we see Christ come to the well as a man who is physically thirsty, but also as God who is able to bestow living water. If Christ was not both fully God and fully man, his resurrection would not be effectual for us, because he would not have resurrected the human nature we possess. In that case, the angels that God placed at the gates of paradise to bar our re-entry would still see us as created beings who had lost our connection to the Godhead, and we would have no standing to enter the kingdom. So today, at the Feast of the Ascension, the relationship that we had in the Garden of Eden, that was the intention of God, that we be an intimate relationship with him, that we speak and walk and talk with him, that he knows us and we are his children. This relationship is restored at the Feast of the Ascension. And it is what prepares us to be ready so that he may now send us the Comforter on the Feast of Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.